So this is a pretty sad heritage for those of us who are European Americans. And it's hard to know what to do about it because we live here now, right? So how do we repent? How do we turn around from that? So I'm hopeful that Watershed Discipleship offers a way to begin that turning around process. So this concept is based on the idea that, first of all, we're in this watershed moment of ecological crisis where we've degraded the planet pretty well. We've put a lot of poisons in the water and the air and the land. We're causing a lot of climate change, and we're in this moment where we can hopefully still recover from some of it, but it's kind of a tipping point moment, right? And so it invites us to be disciples in our watersheds and disciples of our watersheds. So paying attention to what is going on within our watershed. I'll just define watershed in just a second. But it provides kind of a bounded space for us to think about the amount of space that we have to be in charge of. Because if you think of like trying to save the entire planet, that's a little big for our minds to handle, and it's not really our job, right? We get into trouble when we try to be the savior. But we can care about a small place around us. So disciples in our watersheds, learning how to re-inhabit them. So when Christianity became a religion for everybody and it was universal, that meant it wasn't connected to a place anymore. So within Judaism, they're really connected to that piece of land and that place, and if they didn't care for it, their ancestors wouldn't have that place. But Christianity has been too easily turned to imperial ends because we're trying to go always to the frontier, always to someplace new to bring the gospel to somebody new, and in the process also using up the resources there, because then we can just go to another place because no particular place is sacred. We can just go someplace else if we run out of room here. So instead of that being replaced into our places, focusing again on really caring for the places in which we live and the communities of people and the communities of other creatures that live in this place with us. So disciples in our watersheds and disciples of our watersheds. So one of the people kind of defining this movement is Todd Winward, and he talks about watershed as rabbi. And so we learn as from a teacher, a wise teacher, things about God from paying attention to the natural world around us. So maybe we learn about God's immensity by looking at the stars. Maybe we learn something about how God cares for even the smallest creatures by paying attention to, you know, a little tiny bug. So the watershed around us can speak to us about who God is and who we are in relationship to God and creation. So within, I mean, within the Bible, you even have the other creatures teaching us things. I think of Balaam and his donkey. Or Jesus using the parables as, you know, he tells a lot of parables about, look at the birds of the air, look at the lilies of the field, and learning things about God and about our place in the world through looking at the natural world. So, so being disciples of our watersheds, being willing to pay attention to the wisdom that we can learn from the world around us. So those are the three main points of recognizing that we have a problem, right? seeing the ecological crisis for what it is, getting rid of that kind of cultural amnesia and being willing to be aware. And then being disciples in our watersheds, really placed here, being willing to be rooted and grounded in the place in which we are. And being disciples of our watersheds and being willing to learn to learn from the wisdom of the natural world around us. Those are the three main ideas. So what is a watershed, you might be asking? So it's that area of land, a bounded hydrologic system, a bounded water system, within which all living things are inextricably linked by their common water course and where, as humans settled, simple logic demanded that they became part of the community. So you can see a watershed here in this image where we're on one side of this hill. The water flows down this direction, and on the other side it flows down this direction. So there's one watershed in here, and there would be a different one over here where the water flows down that hill. So it's a way of kind of looking at the space in which we reside and being able to break it into natural units rather than grids, which kind of are arbitrary and don't have much to do with the world around us. So, you know, within a different watershed, there might be a little bit different ecosystem, right? Based on where the water is and where the sun is and the different wind patterns and all those things. So a watershed is kind of its own unit of care and needs to be cared for in a particular way. It's also pretty scalable, so you can have like a watershed, a really tiny watershed based around whatever the smallest creek is that flows by your house. And then up into like the biggest river in your region. So in my region, there's a little creek called Hess Creek that runs pretty close to my house. So I would be in that little Hess Creek watershed, but then it flows into the Willamette River. So that's a pretty big watershed in the Willamette Valley. And then to the Columbia River, which goes all the way up into Canada. And so that's a even bigger kind of bioregion level watershed. And then, of course, that flows into the ocean. So in a sense, we're all part of the same watershed, but it's scalable that way. So you can think of, on different scales, you know, I'm caring for this one little part that's around my home, but then it impacts the whole rest of the world because we're all connected through the water flowing through all of our regions. So I think it's a helpful way to kind of break down what is the unit of care that we're talking about here, because talking about environmental care of the whole planet is too hard and too big and too much to bite off, right? We can't do that. But we can find out what the needs are in our little tiny community. Who else lives in this area? And how can we start contributing to caring for them, right? So here, I think you're in the San Francisco Bay Delta watershed. I think that's what it's called. Yes, I wrote it down. You know, thinking about that watershed as your unit of care, you can think about what would be those first steps that you would do within this watershed to care for this region and the people and other creatures within it. And then that impacts, of course, other regions, because as you care for this place, it has a positive impact on the rest of the world, too. If you clean up your air, it moves around, right? If you clean up your water, it moves around. And if you're only using things that you produce here in this region, for example, then you're only not taking from another watershed and using its resources here. So I think that's a helpful way to kind of make this something that we can fit our minds around, hopefully. So here's a watershed map of the United States. I think it's really pretty. If you're in the Mississippi River watershed, you might want to choose one of the smaller rivers to focus on.